With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One of the two West Virginia National Guard members shot by an Afghan national in Washington has died. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom was 20 years of age. Meanwhile, Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains in critical condition. Elsewhere, FBI Director Kash Patel says investigators are still interviewing witnesses and gathering evidence.
The firearm and other materials have been sent to our Quantico laboratory already yesterday for immediate analysis. That work is ongoing. Partnering with the D.C. United States Attorney's Office, we have also executed multiple search warrants around the country to include the subject's last known residence, which is in the state of Washington.
Janine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, says this attack was brazen and targeted.
A lone gunman opened fire without provocation, ambush style, armed with a .357 Smith & Wesson revolver. One guardsman is struck, goes down, and then the shooter leans over and strikes the guardsman again. Another guardsman is struck several times.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has acknowledged U.S. proposals to end the war in Ukraine as a starting point for talks. He insists, though, that Ukrainian forces must withdraw or face Russia's, in his words, vastly superior army. Heavy snow across much of the Great Lakes region, 15 inches of snow in Michigan. One part of Wisconsin getting a report of 33 inches of snow, thanks to the lake effect. And now forecasters say more snow in the area, likely over the weekend. Hong Kong authorities say the death toll in an apartment complex blaze now 128. This is SRN News. Poland is ordered to recognize gay marriage.
The European Court of Human Rights says the government in Warsaw must respect same-sex unions officiated in other EU countries, even though the practice is against the law in Poland. Article 18 of the Polish Constitution states that, quote, marriage being a union of a man and a woman shall be placed under the protection and care of the Republic. Meanwhile, there's a battle going on over whether or not to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a physician. 53% of voters rejected the proposed bill. 46% supported it. The no votes also represented more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters there. Opponents included conservative groups, some doctors, and a number of Christians. This is SRN News. Black Friday, still considered the biggest single shopping day of the year.
This year's traditional launch of the holiday shopping season comes as companies navigate an uncertain economy. Many have absorbed some of the costs from higher tariffs on imported goods and pulled back on hiring. Consumer confidence in the economy fell this month. Shoppers nonetheless have remained willing to spend, at least judging by the solid quarterly sales reports from the big retailers. Still, many retail executives say customers are focusing on deals and they're being more selective. Rich Thomason reporting.
UPS Airlines says a fleet of planes grounded after that deadly crash earlier in the month, expected to miss the peak holiday season due to inspections and repairs. Airline predicts it will be several months before its MD-11 fleet returns to service as it works to meet continuing FAA guidelines. More details, srnnews.com.